the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to the realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your gloom. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Queen of Mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
Hello. And the royal welcome to the radio announcers, the singers, the band leaders, the actors, in fact, to everyone connected with radio. For this session of the Comedy Kingdom is dedicated to broadcasting. The history of broadcasting goes clear back to the days of Paul Revere, who did his broadcasting with one plug. Oh, you liked it, huh? And it carries straight through to the news of today, which tells us about a radio announcer who liked himself so much, he went crazy trying to tune in on himself. Oh, I tell you, it's wonderful what's being done with radio these days. They're even using it to exterminate germs. I tried it myself, but the trouble was I couldn't get the wretched little things to listen. And they do say the next war will be fought by radio. Isn't it marvelous? Just think of all the crooners we'll have for our first line of defense. And the rest of us can volunteer to dial for our country. Oh. Dear, your queen's just full of fun today. But on with Comedy Kingdom, with Clark Ross bringing us his idea of broadcasting with the song dedicated to you.
If I should write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too, that book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. And if I should paint a picture too that showed the loveliness of you, my art would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. To you, because your love is the beacon that lights up my way. To you, because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you, because your love is the beacon that lights up my way. To you, because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you.
wonderful thing broadcasting is. The education it brings us, the music, the unalloyed pleasure. Radio, the wide-open speeches where men are, well, take Dick Faber, for instance. The radio brings us him, too.
Hello, everybody. Gee, this is so unusual for me. I usually have a partner with me, see, but she isn't here today. She's rehearsing for a nervous breakdown, see, and I expect her to become a perfect idiot any day now. And, well, there's nothing else to do. I might as well run through the fan mail, see, the two of them. And here's one from a fella that says, sends me a dollar. Gee, says, please sing Good Night, Sweetheart, and return 50 cents worth of change. The cheapskate. Gee whiz. And here's another from a fella in a hospital. Says, I'm laid up now without the use of one arm or one leg, but expect to regain the use of them in the near future. And when I do, you better get out of town or off the Oh, a fresh guy, huh? Oh, I see. You know, it's so hard to be up here and try to please everybody. I try so hard, and I'm such a simple soul, you know. You just throw me a steak two or three times a day, and I lay still for hours, I'm telling you. You know, I just been walking around with a grapefruit under my arm, just trying to get into the public's eyes, but it just seems like I had a brother. He was a radio actor, too. He used to play a saxophone. Yeah. Things got so bad that he traded the saxophone in for a cow. He found out he got the same noise and milk besides. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm glad I got that one in anyway. It's a very, very... I tried to get him on this broadcast. He's singing, and the piano player's told him, he says, you're not singing on the black keys and you're not singing on the white keys. And my brother says, well, where am I singing? He says, you're singing in the cracks. Oh, it just cracked my whole brother's career, you know. But I had a mother-in-law. There's a woman that should have been on the radio. Boy, was she homely. She could twist her face in some of the worst shapes. At times, I used to wonder why it didn't bleed, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I got her... Oh, I'm glad I had that one on this script, I'm telling you. I got her an audition once for a scarecrow, you know, a long time. Boy, was she a success. Oh, she scared the crows so bad that they brought back corn they stole 3 years ago. And her daughter, she took right after her mother, you know. And I remember I came home from a hard day's work one time, and there on the sofa, I saw my wife sitting on another man's lap, and, you know, it hurt me, oh, gee, and my radio laying on the floor all broken a million pieces. Well, I want to tell you, I gave that guy a licking that he won't forget. Nobody's going to come in my home and break up my radio. You know, as the old saying goes, roses are red and violets are blue, and if they turn this record over, you'll get some more of me, too.
Now for another type of broadcasting. We hear an old Negro spiritual, Good News, the Chariot's Coming, sung by the Hallelujah Quartet.
Good news, the chariot's coming.
Good news,
the chariot's coming.
Good news,
the chariot's coming, and I don't want you to leave me behind.
Good news,
the chariot's coming.
Good news,
the chariot's coming.
Good news,
the chariot's coming, and I don't want you to leave me behind.
There's a long white robe in the heaven I know.
There's a long white robe in the heaven I know.
There's a long white robe in the heaven I know.
There's a long white robe in the heaven I know, and I don't want you to leave me behind. And I don't want you to leave me behind.
Good news,
the chariot's coming.
Good news,
the chariot's coming.
Good news,
the chariot's coming, and I don't want you to leave me behind.
There's a harp for me in the hymn I know.
There's a harp for me in the hymn I know.
There's a harp for me in the hymn I know.
There's a harp for me in the hymn I know, and I don't want you to leave me behind. And I don't want you to leave me behind.
Good news,
the chariots are coming.
Good news,
good news,
the chariots are coming.
Good news,
the chariots are
coming. And I don't want you to leave me.
When the trials of housekeeping get you, when you're covered with egg yolk and flour, when the kids are all messing around you, when your puss is all greasy and sour, comes a pause in the day's occupation. It's the radio's classified hour. Presenting to you now, ladies, your friend and household helper with another jar full of helpful hints and assistances. Here she is, Miss Pansy Penny Pinchar.
Thank you, Mr. Well, bonsoir, mesdames and mademoiselles. That means Greenland ladies in French. I always says as how a touch of culture don't hurt any radio program, none. Now, ain't it the truth? Now, here's our first intriguing little item on our never-ending classified hour. Homely housewives, attention. Are your ankles bigger than your knees? You just know they are. Well, there's no way of reducing ankles, but Dr. Bowser Wowser's knee builder will stimulate new knee growth. You, too, can have knees bigger than your ankles. Now, this is how. Don't fret, little knobby knees. Dr. Bowser Wowser's knee needle will give you that shin you love to touch. Now, to get your free trial jar of knee need, just you tear off a couple of kneecaps, preferably Hank Howell's, and mail the same to the station to which you are listening. Together with $4.50 and your old pal Pansy, I'll send you your jar of knee need absolutely and positively free. But don't forget the $4.50. No bucks, no knee need. Now, galsies, here's my first little household helper. And if you'll pardon my saying so, it's a whoopsie-daisy. Many's the time your bridge club friends leave their slightly used chewing gum on the woodwork. Ain't it the truth? Well, the burning question is how to get it off and still leave the house on its stilts. Well, the great Penny Pincher has found out, and she's going to let all her little palsy-balsies in on the secret. Now, take a salad bowl, rid same of leftover hard-boiled egg and garlic. Now, mix 3 parts gasoline, 4 parts of benzene, 2 parts of sal soda dissolved in a mixture of iodine and alky, 4 parts of nitroglycerin. Are you with me, girls? And just a dash of carbolic acid. Now, after mixing thoroughly, spread on gum-smeared woodwork without stint, and woo! Chewing gum comes off like magic. Yes, indeedy, but one caution, girlies. Careful not to work too hard, because if you do, house may not be able to stand the gas. I gave this recipe to one old couple who was friends of mine, and when they tried it, whoo, the entire homestead took off. Of course, it ended okie-dokie, because it was the first time the old folks had been out together in 20 years. Well, until this time tomorrow, ladies, this is your helpful hinter, Pansy Penny Pincher, saying, never make hey-hey in a glass house. Whoopsie daisy. For this session of the Comedy Kingdom, except to say that according to the papers, the radio has greatly increased the sale of lounging robes. I can understand it. A person must put on something before retreating to the attic or basement.